Longtime fans of the Detroit Tigers cling to their memories of Tiger Stadium. Many still visit the old site at Michigan and Trumbull in the Motor City to stand on that hallowed ground or run the base paths. Detroit has another historic baseball site worth visiting, though, and current state Scott Pohl spent some time there recently. It was his latest talk with Jack Dempsey of the Michigan Historical Commission. It's actually surrounded by the city of Detroit, not in the city. Here is their conversation at Hamtramck Stadium, once home to the Detroit Stars of baseball's Negro Leagues. The site gets a long overdue historical marker today.
We're at Hamtramck Stadium, which, as a baseball fan, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know existed until you brought it to my attention, Jack. This is where the Detroit Stars of the Negro Baseball Leagues played a lot of their games. I understand they played at more than one location historically, but they played a majority of their games here. And what's fascinating is that, considering its role in history, the grandstands are still here. They used to seat thousands of people here for Negro Leagues baseball.
Correct. 9,000 fans attended the opening of this ballpark in May of 1930, and Ty Cobb threw out the first pitch.
At a Negro Leagues baseball game.
Which kind of may surprise some people.
Well, what we know about Ty Cobb's history, that is especially surprising, I suppose. He was known as a cantankerous, and I don't think the word racist is necessarily out of the question in discussing Ty Cobb.
Well, that's kind of been, I think, the popular view. There's also been a pushback on whether that's historically accurate. But let's assume that that all happened. I think he would have done it because he had a lot of respect for the talent that these ball players exhibited head-to-head, because he did encounter them several times and was thrown out stealing at least once by a black catcher.
Well, the one player who is most noteworthy from Detroit Stars history is Norman Turkey Stearns, who's in the Negro Leagues Baseball Hall of Fame. Before I get too far afield, I want to point out that the Negro Leagues Baseball Hall of Fame is in Kansas City, and it's well worth a visit anytime you're in Kansas City. But Turkey Stearns was their most prominent player.
His statistics are amazing. According to the National Negro Hall of Fame, he batted 345 over 19 seasons and hit 175 home runs, which is especially amazing because when we look at this ball field, the dimensions are 515 feet to straightaway center field and 407 feet down the right field line. He was a left-handed hitter.
Oh my gosh, it was a lot friendlier for right-handed hitters. It was only something like 315 down the left field line.
Correct. And so the other thing with Turkey Stearns that I recently learned about is in the 1920s when he was playing for Detroit, he was in the off-season a factory worker. We're not far from the old Dodge main plant, from the current Poletown plant. So you've got a lot of history here in his connection to the auto industry as well as Detroit baseball.
You know, I'm curious about why the grandstands might even still be here. It's no longer in use. The grass is partially mowed where we're standing. Why hasn't this property fallen victim to the wrecking ball in the past? Any idea?
That's a good question. I will simply theorize that because it's off the beaten path, it's not a site where there'd be development potentially. It's just been allowed to exist, and people have come here in the 1980s and 90s to restore the nearby Veterans Memorial Park, and I think by doing that, they kept some life going here, and therefore there wasn't an opportunity or a need to tear this down. Plus, it is quite a construction. It's metal and brick, and so it's fairly substantial. It was a significant investment for the owner back then in the 1920s, 1930s of somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000. That's a lot of money in that era.
I want to ask about why a Negro Leagues team might have played in Hamtramck. People who aren't old enough to go back to the Depression era, for instance, probably think of Detroit as being largely African American. They think of Hamtramck as being a Polish enclave of the city of Detroit. Do you have any idea why the Stars would have played in Hamtramck rather than somewhere else in the city of Detroit?
I think there are two reasons. One, this site was open and available near the still existing railroad lines. It was able to be rented from the Detroit Lumber Company. So economically for the owner, it made some sense. But then his patrons, where were they coming from? We had Polish that predominated in Hamtramck, who would take the streetcars into downtown Detroit and then out to the Rouge factory or the nearby Dodge factory. And we had African Americans who were mainly in the Paradise Valley, Black Bottom area, which is not far from here on the east side of the Detroit metro area. And so they could get here easily. So it made sense for him. This is where people could get to easily using trolleys or whatever other means of transportation were in existence back in the 1920s and 30s.
You know, we talked about Turkey Stearns playing here. A lot of the great visiting players also played at this site, including people like Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson played in games at this location.
Yeah, there were at least a dozen Hall of Famers from different teams that played on this very site as we're standing here. So to think that they did their performances right here, it's sort of makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Also, one thing that we don't really focus on is the fact that a lot of Hispanic individuals could not break into the major leagues, and so they played in the Negro Leagues, and that's an important part of this story as well. When we look at the Detroit Tigers today and we think of Victor Martinez and Miguel Cabrera and on, and to think that they could not play for the Tigers because of, you know, the policies of Major League Baseball back in the early 20th century, it's kind of staggering to think, but that's what society was about, and this was the way that they were able to come from the Caribbean, come from Mexico, and enjoy playing this game that we all love as Americans.
I want to give people who are interested in visiting some idea of how to find this site, because we parked and walked perhaps a block or so, couldn't really see this site from where we parked. What's your advice to anyone who would like to stop by here?
If they can find Joseph Campo, which is the major route north and south through Hamtramck, and find Veterans Memorial Park towards the south end of Hamtramck, they will be within shouting distance of this site. And they would walk through the park easterly. They'd pass the grave of Colonel John Hamtramck, Revolutionary War veteran. There's a veterans memorial there to soldiers from Hamtramck. Couple of state historical markers for Hamtramck, for the Dodge main plant, the Dodge brothers. Keep going east, you can't miss it. There's a grandstand fenced off with a wide open field where you can imagine that this was a field of dreams for black ball players, for Hispanic ball players, and for anybody who wanted to come watch that talent exhibit itself here on this ground.
Sadly, as far as their dreams could carry them in that era.
Unfortunately, and so maybe by we looking back to history that's not as pleasant as we normally would like to enjoy, it tells us, have we come far? Can we go farther? Should this site also be given a lot more tender, loving care because of its history, its heritage, and an important story that we as Michiganders, as Americans, have opened up our society over these last decades, and hopefully we can continue to make progress.
Well, I hope people visit Hamtramck to see this and some other historical sites, as you mentioned, that are here in the city.
We should not overlook the food that's available here too, right, Scott?
What are we doing next?
I think we'll go eat somewhere.
Jack Dempsey of the Michigan Historical Commission. We are at Hamtramck Stadium celebrating Negro Leagues baseball history in the Detroit area. Thank you.
Play ball.
Play ball. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.